May I remind you that time's a-wastin'.
Now, it's the Jay Anderson Show.
Oh, no! New hell!
Broadcasting in ADHD.
That's important talk. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
It's the Jay Anderson Show on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
And good morning. Welcome to it. Hour number two of the program getting underway. It is the Jay Anderson Show, News Talk 97.3, The Sky, on your Saturday morning. What do we, the eighth day of April 2017. Beautiful weather this weekend. Hope you had some fun. Yeah, like what, yesterday when you got out of work? I got out of work earlier than you people, but that's okay. Beautiful weekend on tap. Enjoy it, my friends. On the agenda for this hour of the program, talking about Markeith Lloyd. That's that alleged cop killer down in Orlando and the whole case about cases being pulled away from the state attorney there. State legislature worried about drugs and alcohol instead of doing their job, which is the budget. Yeah, I don't know if they know that or not. And, of course, we'll wrap it up with a pile of snark at the end of the hour. Starting things off, is there a new rock star in Florida politics? You have a gubernatorial election. A bunch of different goobers will be running for the governor's race here in the state of Florida. Rick Scott is term limited out. There'll be people entering the race. You'll hear more and more of them as we get into the summer, and certainly by the fall, you'll probably know the full field of candidates, both Democrats and Republicans. So it's going to be a wide open race. Very interesting to see who starts backing who. I know there was talk about John Morgan, the attorney out of Orlando who helped get the medical marijuana thing. He was thinking about running. You have other people. One of the big ones they're talking about for the Republicans is Adam Putnam, the ag commissioner. He's possibly running. Huckabee and the dude that lost to Rubio, Patrick Murphy, appear to be the two early leads. But again, that's a name recognition thing. Probably have nothing to do with whether or not they are viable candidates. Then there's this guy, Andrew Gillum. Andrew Gillum is the mayor of Tallahassee. And apparently, he's getting an awful lot of the buzz. Gainesville Mayor Lauren Poe, a long time ago, like several months ago, has already came out and endorsed Andrew Gillum for the governor's race. So far, Gillum, who, again, you're the guy out of Tallahassee, you're a mayor of, with all due respect to being mayor of Tallahassee, it's kind of like being mayor of Gainesville. Cute, but it's not Orlando, it's not Miami, it's not Tampa, it's not Jacksonville, it's not one of the major city. Yes, it's the power hub of the state of Florida as the state capital, but you wouldn't think you would necessarily be a giant threat to possibly bigger name people. However, dude's managed to raise $765,000 in his first month as a candidate for governor. And he's getting money from big time. You know, they're like, I'd never heard of the guy. I don't know mayors of all these different places or not. I saw when Lauren Poe made his endorsement of Gillum. And again, I think I talked about this on the program before. Lauren Poe, what are you, a nitwit? You're Gainesville. He's Tallahassee. You should boo him. Don't be supporting him. You're the chomp, not the chop. Come on now. Get your head out of your rear end. But no, seriously, he came out and endorsed him very early on in the process. And okay, well, that's cool, whatever. Yeah, you pick whoever you want. Story here, he's getting money. Andrew Gillum is some of his fundraising. Norman Lear, Jane Fonda, and George Soros. Now, before all two of you liberals that listen to this program get all mad and, well, don't say George Soros and Jane Fonda, and then all the... Look, most of the people that listen to this station are going to vote in the Democrat primary anyway, all right? Let's have a moment of truth here, okay? Even I know what the truth is. So anyway, yeah, dude's got over $765,000, over $750,000 raised in 1 month. And we're talking well over a year before the election. Now, I'm going to assume, or minimum year, I'm assuming that the legislative calendar would be the general election would be November of 18. Probably the primary would be in August, I would assume. So you're a good 16 months or so right now from the primary. And dude's already got that much money coming in. So it's interesting to see. And keep an eye on this guy. And what I find interesting about him is I don't know anything about his politics. I'm going to assume he's a big left-wing guy if Soros and Fonda are helping to put money into his campaign. But what I find interesting is this could be a very good thing for Florida Democrats. And what I mean by that is the problem with the state of Florida is if you're a Democrat, is you got nobody. You got nobody that anybody cares about. You got nobody on your bench. You know, look at who they ran. They ran 8 years ago, Alex Sink, to run against Governor Scott. Who? What? I don't even know what an Alex Sink is. Anyway, she didn't lose by that much, which was interesting in a Tea Party run election. That was the 2010 when all the Republicans and the Tea Party people took over in the House and Senate in Washington. It was a small margin of victory for Governor Rick Scott. And then in 2014, the best the Democrats could do was get former Republican turned independent turned Democrat turned I completely have no soul, I'm just a political animal, Charlie Crist. Because you couldn't find a single other Democrat that thought it was a good idea to run for governor of your state. So if you're a Florida Democrat, this might be something exciting. Because, you know, Gillum's a young dude. I mean, he's not eight, but, you know, he's a ballpark of my age-ish, I'd guess. And probably, you know, and I have no idea, not a whole lot about him. But if the guy's already getting this much buzz and attention this early on in the process, if you're a Democrat, you ought to be happy about that. If you're a Republican, you might want to watch out. Because unless you get somebody that can really excite people, look, I like me some Adam Putnam. I think he's a great guy. Is he the most flashy kind of person? Is he the most, you know, get people riled up and excited and wanting to vote for him? You know, say what you want, again, about Donald Trump. You know, all the lefties hate him or whatever. People were excited. There was no excitement behind Hillary Clinton. The only excitement about Hillary Clinton was, I don't want Trump to be president. You know, say what you want about Mitt Romney's business skills or whatever. There was no excitement about voting for Mitt Romney. There was an excitement that people had about Barack Obama. There could be an excitement about this Andrew Gillum dude. And if that's the case, Republicans better watch out, because there could very well be a Democrat sitting in the governor's mansion come 2019. I'm going to take a break right here. When we come back on the other side of the break, plenty of other headlines to get to, including Markeith Lloyd, that case. He wants an attorney, and he wants to pick his court-appointed attorney. All that and a whole lot more still to get to. Jay Anderson Show, News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You're listening to The Jay Anderson Show, broadcasting in ADHD on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.